Strong girls. Be powerful, be positive, be a team player. Written and read by Jodie Ounsley. To the strong girl who doesn't always recognise her own strength, believe in yourself, be confident, but most importantly, be unapologetically you, because there's nothing more powerful than being exactly who you are. And to my dad, whose love and guidance made me the strong girl I am today. Hi, I'm Jodie Ounsley, and I love being a strong girl. You probably guessed that, seeing as I've written a whole book about it. Before we get started, I want you to close your eyes and picture a strong girl in your head. What does she look like? What shape is her body? What kinds of things does she do? Lots of you might have thought straight away about a girl who can lift heavy things, or you might think of someone who can run really fast. But the thing is, there's no one correct answer to the question. What is a strong girl? I hope by the end of this book you understand that strong girls come in all different shapes and sizes. There is so much strength inside of every one of us. I want to help you celebrate that strength in yourself. Being a strong girl has brought so many opportunities and so much excitement in my life. It helped me on my journey to become Fury and Gladiators, and before that I used my strength to play rugby for England. It even helped me get a world record. I'll explain more about that later. That's what being strong has meant for me, but it might mean something completely different for you, because there are loads of ways to be strong. You don't have to look like me or do what I do to be strong. Being strong is a feeling. It's knowing you're capable of anything and that if things get in your way, you can handle them. It means celebrating all the amazing things your mind and body can do. My body is great at smashing into people on gladiators and on a rugby pitch. Your body might be great at dancing, swimming, football, netball, gymnastics, walking, or something else. It could be anything. Being strong doesn't mean you're good at everything. Even professional athletes have their weaknesses. I tried tap dancing once. It did not go well. We're all strong in different ways, and I love that. I want to help you find a way to be strong that works for you. In this book, I'm going to tell you about three ways that you can be strong. Firstly, I want to talk to you about being physically strong. I want to show you how cool it feels when you use your body to do hard things. I've always had sport in my life, and that's helped me to feel strong. But you don't have to be a sporty person to enjoy moving your body. If I've had a tough day, movement always makes me feel better. I want to show you how to make getting stronger fun, because moving your body keeps you healthy and it can make you feel happier too. Then I want to talk about having a strong mind. Having a strong, positive mindset is what's got me where I am in life. Like everyone, I face challenges along the way, and I want to be honest about those in case my experiences can help you. There are times in life when things just don't go your way. Sometimes, being strong means telling people you're having a tough time so they can help you through it. I'll tell you what I've learned about being mentally strong and how that can help you in difficult moments. I've been in some very high-pressure situations in my life, like the Gladiators final, and I'll share some of the things I've learned about keeping calm when the pressure's on. I've always pushed myself to do scary things, and that's made me stronger. This is my second book, and since I wrote the first one, Keep Smashing It, my life has changed loads because of all the challenges I've taken on in that time. The best way to get stronger is by doing hard things. Then you know that you can handle the scary stuff. The final part of the book focuses on how you can be strong for others. Once you've embraced your strength, you can use it to do some good in the world. That might mean doing things to support your family and friends, or standing up for others by doing charity work. One of the best parts of my job is meeting Gladiators fans who are proud to be strong girls because they've seen us on Gladiators on TV. I absolutely love helping young girls to celebrate being strong. I'm profoundly deaf, and something else that is really important to me is making the world a better place for disabled people. I go to events and talk about what it's like being deaf in order to educate others, and I've raised money for charities that support disabled people. I want to help you find the best way to use your strength to support those around you. At the end of every chapter,